بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنهما قال: كان رجل يقرأ سورة الكهف وعنده فرس مربوط بشطنين، فتغشته سحابة فجعلت تدنو وجعل فرسه ينفر منها، فلما أصبح أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر ذلك له فقال: تلك السكينة تنزلت للقرآن. متفق عليه. This hadith in the chapter on the virtue of the recitation of Quran, in it a Sahabi mentions an apparition, something that he saw, which later on by the explanation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam constituted what we call karamat. In other words, a miracle, khariqul ada, something that is defies logic, should not normally have occurred. We discussed on the one part the categorization of ulama ikram into karamat, or things that go against logic, miracles, into three types. One, obviously, that which anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam see, or mu'ajizat. The other, which occurs as in this instance on the hands of a sahabi, wali, tabi'i, etc., pious person, what we call a karamat. And the third, and sometimes actions of jadu, black magic, shayateen, etc., and his agents, which constitute a test on the iman of a person. That part we dealt with quite at length. The second part is the actual subject matter of the hadith. Narrator Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was reciting Surah Kahf. In another narration in Muslim Sharif, it is mentioned Surah Baqarah. It may be two separate incidents, or it may be an extension of the same incident. He says that his horse was tied nearby with two ropes. As I mentioned previously, shatanain, two ropes for one horse, indication towards the robust nature of the animal. Not a small horse, a large horse. So this was potentially, the actions of the horse potentially constituted danger, as we find in the riwayat that his baby son or young infant child Yahya was playing around or was nearby. And when the animal behaved in an agitated fashion, he feared for the safety of the child, which is why he stopped reciting the Quran. So he describes, he says that I was reading Surah Kahf, my horse was nearby tied with two ropes. All of a sudden I saw an apparition. What was the apparition? فَتَغَشَّتْهُ سَحَابَةٌ, a cloud, a white apparition which he described as a cloud, started descending. And جَعَلَتْ تَدْنُ, came closer and closer. The horse became extremely agitated and started rearing up and down. Another riwayat, it is mentioned that he stopped his qiraat and the horse calmed down. Started qiraat again the horse behaved in an agitated fashion. Stopped again and the horse or the animal calmed down. What was actually happening was that the horse was behaving like that because that apparition actually was the malaika of Allah that were descending. And Allah Ta'ala gave this animal also the ability to see the malaika. So the animal was reacting obviously in a strange fashion, because malaika is not something that you see every day. So he says, فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحَ, the next morning I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I mentioned to him what had occurred. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, tilka. Now this word tilka in Arabic is what we call ishara, which is used to point out to things. Like Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, dhalikal kitab, this is the book. Somebody is, you point it to somebody in Arabic, you will say hadha or hadihi. In other words, you're pointing towards somebody. Normally, this distinction in normal grammar is, when something is near, you use hadha and hadi. Something is far away, tilka or dhalika is used as ishara. But this is one of the nuances of the Arabic language. That when something is near and you use Ismul Ishara, the word to point to something that is far, this is done, ulama ikram mentioned, tafkhiman lil mushar ilay, in order to show you the august nature, in order to elevate what you are pointing to, you'll use the different word. For example, the sahabi is describing this, that this came very, very near. So the word should have been hada or hadihi, male or female, hada or hadihi. Yet Rasulullah s.a.w. said tilka. Tilka, in other words, ishara ba'id. He used the word for something that is far away, for something that was very near. This is tafkhiman, in order to show you the value or to the august nature of what he's being pointed towards. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tilka Sakina, that was Sakina. Tanazzalat lil Quran. Sakina came down, was sent down by Allah, descended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the Quran, and not just any Quran. The Quran at the time of Tahajjud. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded by Allah. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ, in Surah Bani Israel. And some section of the night, فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ, make tahajjud with Qur'an. Recite Qur'an at the time of tahajjud. And here in that context, Allah Ta'ala mentions a special gift which will be given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not given to anyone else but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asa an yab'athaka rabbuka, maqaman mahmuda. Allah will give you maqaman mahmud. But directly, the special gift which no one else besides Rasulullah ﷺ will receive is linked to the recitation of Quran at the time of Tahajjud. Previously, we ran out of time. First five verses of Surah Alaq comes down. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. This is the first revelation. We know the famous incident. Jibreel comes, says to Rasulullah ﷺ, Iqra, recite. He says, Ma ana biqari, I cannot recite. Jibreel catches hold of him, pushes him, clings to him tightly, pushes him against his chest, comes in, mentions the riwayat, Hatta balagha minni al-juhud. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I felt my ribs will crack, so hard he grasped me. And again, Iqra, again Ma ana biqari, three times. And finally, the first five verses, this was emotional, spiritual, unbelievable impact upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seeing a malaika for the first time, being informed he is the Nabi of Allah, Quran coming down like this, his reaction naturally turns to Khadija radiallahu anha, Zammiluni, Dathiruni. We know the famous incident, not going into the details of it. But after that was Fatrat Wahi, a period where no revelation came. Very trying, testing period for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First revelation after that. In other words, you are my Nabi, what must you do? What's your job? What's your mission? Why have we sent you? First revelation. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qumil layl illa qadila. O my Nabi, who covers himself in a cloth, stand up at night in tahajjud salah. Nisfahu awin qusminhu qalila. Whole night, half night, stand up in tahajjud. And what must you do? Warattilil qur'ana tartila. Recite the Qur'an. Recite the Qur'an at the time of tahajjud. It is not coincidental that the sahabi, the malaika of Allah descend. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages him to recite Qur'an at the time of tahajjud. Special mercies of Allah ta'ala descend. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout the Qur'an interspersed, he's commanded by Allah, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحُوا فَسَبِّحُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ. In the night, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ. Many verses of the Qur'an. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the ummat,
تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع، كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون، ومن أهل الكتاب أمة قائمة يتلون آيات الله آناء الليل وهم يسجدون، وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. There are so many verses in the Quran where we are directly commanded by Allah to read Quran at the time of tahajjud. In this hadith we learn that there is a special sakina that descends at the time of tahajjud for the Quran that is recited. Now what is sakina? One verse in the Quran Allah tells us, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَا إِيمَانِهِمْ. Allah sends down sakina. First thing we learn from this verse, anzal. Inzal means sakina is not from this dunya, it's from the akhirat. So it is a special makhluk of Allah that is sent down. Fi qulubil mu'minin, into the hearts of the believers. And what is its effect? Allah tells us in the Quran, liyazdadu imanam ma imanihim. It causes your iman to increase. So Quran at the time of tahajjud, we learn from this hadith, will cause your iman to increase. The word sakina comes from sukoon or itminan. In other words, peace, tranquility. So in this context, what was sakina? If you put the two ahadith together, we learn that this is the name of Allah's malaika. Sakina is given as a name for the malaika of Allah Ta'ala. Another explanation ulama ikram give, shay'un min makhluqatillahi ta'ala fihi tamaninatun wa rahmatun. It is a type of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which constitutes tranquility and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another explanation, it is ma'khudhum min al-waqar wa tamanina. It is a term that is extracted from tranquility and peace and sababu nuzulir rahma. It is a cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy descending. So the qiraat at the time of tahajjud, the Quran at the time of tahajjud, not easy, especially in short nights, leave the bed, wake up. There has to be a spark of muhabbat. Like the poet says, ek hook si dil mein utti hai, ek dar sa jigar mein hota hai, ham raat ko ut ut rota hai, jab sara alam sota hai. There is a spark of Allah's ishq, Allah's muhabbat, that causes a person to leave his warm bed and stand in tahajjud. And Allah loves that to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, yuhibbuhumullah. Allah loves you when you stand up at the time of tahajjud. Yadhaku ilayhim. Allah smiles at you. Allah boasts about you if you will give up some section of your night for the tilawat of Quran, for tahajjud, and particularly at the time of tahajjud, warattilil Quran tartila. Recite the Quran. Inshallah, we continue. Bismillah.